A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about flooding in some parts of the country.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Show goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about floods that have paralyzed some parts of the country.
The Department of Civil Protection and the Met Services Department have issued a flood alert to families residing near the metropolitan area of Chitwiza.
The Meteorological Services Department has also indicated that the country is expecting heavy rains of between 50 millimeters to 90 millimeters from tomorrow to Tuesday. Floods have hit several parts of the country, especially in the low-lying regions such as Muzarabani, Gwanda, and Mwenezi. And with property and lives lost during the process, most parts of Harare have also been flooded. But Bulawayo residents could heave a sigh of relief as the city's dams are now above 56% of capacity.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yay, that's time for it.
Mm-hmm. Onguka hamawadiwa nasi, tila oti tinge tichitarisa ne dambu ziko, re mafasha muemvura, kukonzira ozirwere, shakaita se typhoid, zaura ya vanu Muharare, uye nasi tangachinzwa kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo kumashonaland west uko, vamwe vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi che typhoid. Muri dzakawanda dzaprasikirwawo nedzimba nemimwe midziyo, asi chimwe chinonyanyosuwisa inyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vashaya, vamwe vari kuyeredzwa nenzizi, vamwe vari kurohwa nemheni nezvimwe zvakadaro daro zvinova zvakuita kuti zvinhu samire zvakanaka munyika, uye zvimwe zvinhu zvakaita sezvirimwa zvakaita sefodya zvinenge zvakanganiswa zvakanyanya chibage zvakare nenyaya yemvura iyoyi nekuti inenge yanyanyisa kunaya. Gibbs.
Yobambe zvirwa ndaba lingachona njani lapho khona kona ngapoke ngemakhaya yethina lapha siyaphila sibili yesizwile ukuthi ke kulezulu elimangalisayo eliyakuna kona ngapoke eZimbabwe ikakhulu nqa bekhangela eChitungwiza kwenye ngazani sibili kungaba lesikhukhula ezimangalisayo kona ngapho so liqaphele kona ngapoke lapho khona kuzobuya ke eMzarabane eGwanda lemoneze eGwanda kulapha ndaboka khona phela mina kona ngapho liqaphele sibili lakho eGwanda kwenye ngazani izulu liyakuna sibili likhulu. Nasikhuluma nje kathesi kodwa kulabantu abathabileyo kobulawayo bathi amadamu Blessing ungazani aselamanzi 56% full ungakhumbula ukuthi kanti sengena kuma 34% kusiya khona ngabe so kalesi 56% full ungazani sibili adonsile amanzi lonyaka bezokhangela lokuthi engxa emtshabezi idem yeza benika ubulawayo amanzi kodwa kusanjalo ye so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lapho likhona khona ngapho kuhamba njani ngezulu so nxa ukuthi kumbe ku-10-10 abantu sebegalula thathani le mpikitsha thathe kumbe la mavidiyo amafitshane lisithumezele khonapha likhumbule inumber yethu yeWhatsApp ndizayitshaya lapha kathesi ngu-001-202-465-0318 right 001-202-465-0318 lisiWhatsapp khonapho lisithumezele impikitsha lisithumezele amavidiyo amafitshane 1 minute kwabe kungani kulungile khonoko litsho le bizo lenu sabe sibhala khonaphana kufacebook
Of course, there are also reports from Manicaland areas around the Honde Valley that the rains have destroyed infrastructure such as bridges and roads. I think this is the same in most parts of the country. Nekudaro, tida kunzikuwa kuti kunzimbo kwa mruku garazinu. Saka mira sei ne dambu ziku irori remvura. Mafoni, icho kwa anenga harikumboti ne tsei. Asi amfanire kurasa mbereko nekufirwa makasununguka kuti mutifondere pa number dzedu idzi dze WhatsApp tobata kufonira idzinoti dzo 202-465-0318 munokwanisa kuti tumira mifananidzo kana tuma video twe zviri kuitika kwa munenge muri imomo kuti tinge tichitarisa kuti dambudziko remvura iri zviri kufamba sei vamwe vari kugununguna kuti migero ya Gibbs inotakura mvura kuti iende kunoraswa haina kumira zvakanaka yakablokwa mamuchirasirwa zvinhu makanzuro ari kunzwa asi kutakura marara nekudaro mvura inoguma yopinda mudzimba vamwe vari kunzwa vari kuvaka midhuri kana kuti majurawo without an outlet saka kana mvura yanaya mavaka ningirikiri jurawo yenyu pasina pekuti pakaita mafasha mvura inobuda vanhu vanopedzisira imba inopedzisira yaita dhamu nekuti inenge yakuyerera ichipinda mumba vanhu vachirasikirwa neupenyu kana kuti vachirasikirwawo nemidziyo yavo ndo mamatambudziko aripo aGibbs.
Yeah, so let's read an explanation from the Met Office. They are saying that the present rainy situation is a combination of the presence of the intertropical convection zone and a frontal cloud system which entered the country through Matawan provinces. Added to this combination is the heating around midday, that is yesterday, which further enhances rainfall activity. So abakhuluma lapha ke Met Office ukuthi kule ITCZ yana intertropical convergence zone ejana ukuthi yovele elethizulu eZimbabwe siyakwaziqalisa phezulu kweZambia ngale isehla isiya phansi kwele South Africa kuzobuya ke le frontal cloud system amayezi angane bavela endaweni ezingaphansi tuzani lawe South Africa khona ngale eqhansi siya phezulu ngaso asedibana ke le intertropical convergence zone le kwasekusiba ke lezulu elikhulu so kuyabe kulokhu kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuze kuyefika ke ulwesibili kuzobuya futhi i-Met Office iphinde yathi so blessing ithi expected weather from Saturday 28 to Tuesday 31st January 2017 generally rainfall in excess of 50 millimeters in 24 hours is expected. That's a lot, man.
That is.
Then over the high ground areas along the central watershed as well as the eastern highlands, however, rainfall in excess of 90 millimeters in 24 hours is highly probably. Too much rain there, eh?
Indeed.
So they are saying this is especially more so between Saturday 28 and Monday 30 January. So ngufaka ngesindebele khona ukuthi bayakhuluma lapha abantu eMet Office besithi izulu eliningi lizakuna khona boku expect ukuthi kube le 50 millimeters eliyakuna kungakwani ilanga lonke. So khona boku lizulu elimangalisayo. So kuzobuya ke endaweni ezingane ziqansile le ndaweni eziku central khona po eMidlands endaweni ezinjalo la ku Eastern Highlands ukhaya ngazani kulezulu eliningi kakhulu 90 millimeters within 24 hours kuyafiola.
And I think we are being joined by our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Marvelous Kumalo of the Chitungwiza Residents Association, or Chitrest. Mr. Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling, because where he is, I think there are some areas where the Met Department has issued a flood warning.
So, Mr. Kumalo, did you get the message from the Met Office that there are heavy rains that are on their way to your place there?
Yes, through the Civil Protection Unity, the Met Office has been issuing out some alerts to most of the telephone subscribers through SMS, bulk SMS services. So most of the residents have received such notifications from the Met Office and the Civil Protection Unit.
So what are people doing? Are you preparing for that? And how are you preparing for that?
Unfortunately, under the prevailing circumstances, we don't have much to do in terms of preparation, rather than just making sure that this kind of information reaches out to a greater audience, and as well working with the local authorities to make sure that they are prepared in terms of mitigating against the effects of these rains and the heavy rains and occurrence of flash floods.
Mm-hmm. But is there a place where people can go if, say, their homes are flooded? Are they schools that are open, or is just a warning that they are giving you that there might be floods?
Yeah, so far, what they are doing is simply issuing out warning or alert to residents to the effect that those who reside in low-lying areas with poor drainage that are most likely to experience these flash floods must relocate temporarily to areas that do not have the likelihood of experiencing these flash floods.
Thank you, Mr. Kumalo. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs. I think we have our second guest, Councillor Lillian Mulilo.
Yes, Councillor Mulilo, good afternoon. Good evening, sorry.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, how's Bulawayo?
Good afternoon, sir. How's Bulawayo, okay?
Excellent. Tell us about the rain situation first there. We are told that the dams are now, 56% full. Give us your kind of rundown of things there.
The dams are very full. It's okay here in Bulawayo, and it's raining every day. There's a lot of water in them, people. We are happy, and the residents are happy, too. And they have lifted all the lead setting for our residents because the dams are full.
Yeah, so but in Nabe Kuluma, Litini, and Malchel is a Kamizi, in a local Serwenzil, Wani Kampanjan, now of Changa Sentu.
I am a resident of our jail, which I am a doctor in Madame. At the service, Funa Uvitila Kubaba and the general and the Zingo, the Congress of Tanga School, putting up the end. The service by Telacon, which I just want to believe names and I tell you about the students, some of our society, and the Seren, Telela, the Seren, our Mazda, Malawana, Rayaka, Zingo, service by Telutila, so I don't do the Amman. Ukwenzela ukuthi angasipheleli futhi isikhathi singakafiki sizesine sesingena esimweni senesane sokuthi sigcine sesibagavuna ukusebenzisa amanzi.
Mama khonapho-ke ungayikatshana ntombendala. So what she's saying is that people should conserve water. Even if the water rationing has been lifted, now people have to make sure that they don't waste water, like just using it for the sake of it, Because if there's so much water, people can do anything with it. So she says, please conserve it.
Regai tidzokere kuna vakumalo. Vakumalo, pane dambudziko remvura iyoyi takambotaura pano negurukota rinoona nezveutano, Dr. David Parrenya, tokwachiti vanotyira kuti mvura ikawandisa ikaita mafashamo ari kutarisirwaya inopedzisira yapindawo mumatsime kazhinji inokukurawo tsvina. Vanhu vakamwa mvura iyoyo vanopedzisira vorwara nezvirwere zvakaita sana cholera zvemanyoka nana typhoid. Mvura yakachena iri kuwanikwa here munzvimbo dzakasangana nedambudziko irori remafashamu?
Tingati isu sevagari vemumusha weChipingwiza ndo dambudziko guru ratatarisana naro panguva ino. Tinoona kuti tanzuru yedu haisati yane mukana wekuti ikwanise kupa vagari mvura ari mazuva ose. Saka mvura inouya apo nepapo, nokuti kanzuro yedu yeChipingwiza haina dhamu rainoti iri ndo dhamu redu, haina painoshambidza mvura kana kuti kupurifya pachirungu inonwiwa muno muChipingwiza. Zvinoita kuti itenge mvura kubva kuSito Farare. Asiwo Sito Farare tinoona kuti yaane nguva ichitambudzika ichitadzawo kupawo vagari vayo mvura yakachena. Nokuti pari zvino vari kuti pane basa richiri kuitwa kuMorton Jeffrey kunotonuko kunoshambidzwa mvura. Sakawo izvi zvaita kuti pane pasi mvura painenge isipo, vanhu vanonyanyotizira kumatsime kuti vanota mvura vane migodhi vaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi zvechokwadi sekutaura kwakaita gurukota rezveutano, mvura kuyerera kwairi kuita nekunaya kwairi kuita yakawanda. iri kuenda mumigodi pano izo zvakukonzera kuti vamwe vanwe mvura iya inenge isina kushambidzika zvikuru sei vane isina kuvakirwa zvakanaka neimwewo iri munzvimbo dzinozara mvura dziya dzakaita semawetlands nedzimwewo dzagarawo dziri kumateru saka izvozvi tiri kutogara tichitya kuti zvichida dambudziko irori ringaite kuti nyaya dzekorera dziya dzakamboitika 2008 nenyayawo yetyphoid iyo yanetsa mazuva apfuura zvikuru sei muguta reutya kuti zvingadaro ikapararira kuuyawo kumatauni akaita seedinoi yechitungwiza zvakare omambotaura nyaya yekuti omakanzuro haasi kunyatsotakura marara zvakanaka nokuti tiri kuona migwagwa yedu mizhinji yakoromoka koromoka izvo zvakuita kuti kutakurwa kwemarara nezvimwe zvinete saka musha uzere nemarara marara iyayo pakunonaya anotorwa nemvura oyeredzwa nemasuweji okumwe kwaanenge achiputikawo putikawo nekuda kwekunaya ikoko nepanouya mvura tiri kutya kuti ndotsvina iri kuyeredzwa iyoyo ichinopinda mumigodhi inozocherwa zvakare mvura nevagari saka iroro idambudziko ratiri kusangana naro zvikurusa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs tinenge tine muteereri wedu wekutanga mukoma Joshua ari kubudiriro mukoma Joshua makadii
tinofara makadii mukoma Blessing
aiwa tiri nani kubudiriro tiri kunzwawo kuti kunenge kuine dambudziko zviri kufamba sei
ya kuchine dambudziko pane kastrategy mukatarisa Budiriro has been perceived kunge stronghold yeMDC. Saka zvakazoitika pane kastrategy kakashandiswa kekuti pane vanhu vanotozikanwa vezanupf vaiuya vachigarisa vanhu pata mumawetlands clear wetlands maunotoona kutoti umu ndo munofamba nemvura ine effort yekuti pachazonzi maelections a2018 vanhu ava vanenge vaunzwa they would dilute the vote yeMDC saka that strategy is backfiring now because nese makagara vanhu nyamwera makazara mvura you find kuti panenge pachivakwa tumatemporary structures mavanenge vachigara matemporary structures aya havaise concrete pasi pamafloor sezvinoitwa dzimba chaidzo ndekekuti munhu anongouya wokura kura ground voisa katemporary structure kavo havatomboise kana plastic ya inonzi DPM damp proof membrane yekudzivirira unyoro kuti husakwira kuuya kuflow uchibva pasi saka the situation is so dire zvekuti vamwe vanhu mumba chaimo chaimo muri kutobuda mvura so some of this flooding is really man-made and it is a strategy kuti a politician awane upenyu at the expense of innocent citizens vanenge vachifunga kuti mukana wangu wekuita stand wawe so it is very bad mukauya kubudiriro pane kuseri kwebudiriro 1 kusvika pabudiriro 5 10 off kuseri kwebudiriro kune manew stands ariko ari pamutemo panonzi ari TPX 1319 behind TPX 1319 ndokwakauya kukaiswa vanhu a lot of families are there and they are suffering kutofamba izvozvi vachibva kudzasi kwavari vamwacho vari less than 50 meters away from karwizi kanobva kusaidzi kuhighland and you find kuti karwizi aka nemanayira anga achiita mvura kanga kakaputika zvekutoti mvura yaitoflowa nepamusoro pemabridge so imagine situation yekuti munhu a family vamwe netwana tucheche tumwe twana tunoenda kuchikoro you sympathize now wakutobva ikoko uko kutouya kuma main roads amadhaka ega ega hapana kana road hapana kana sewer system inenge iripo you find kuti vanotobva vakatosunga maplastic mumakumbo and it's so bad zvekuti the politicians who are the brainchild of this strategy yekutraya kusplita the vote yeMDC They are living large. Vakagara kudzimba dzavo kunana borodzo kunanani kuti they live in suburbs of Harare, but the ordinary person is suffering. That's how bad the situation is.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua nekutiudzawo mamiro akaita zvinhu kubudirira.
Tinotenda
zvikuru. Gibbs, I think you heard from Joshua, it was very clear. He says some of the problems, it's a man-made disaster because people are being settled in wetlands in order to, for politicians to get votes come election time. But he's saying this has proved to be disastrous in Budiriro.
Yes, we're Nkosikazi Mlilo. Nkosikazi Mlilo, look at what it's going. Nyakuzwa sibili kuhle. Yeah, so masikhangele ke ngohlupho lwamanzi siyakwazi ukuthi angaze bekhona amanzi sibili agcwale emadamu khonapho kodwa phela kuzabuya isikhathi sokuthi aphele ubona ngazani ke angahlala kwesikhathi esinganani njalo kumele kwenzweni ukuthi uhlale kula manzi
ngendlela omandimela babe thina besitela ngayo ngaso sekhathini khona ngale bona bayiba bakhamba besiyakhangela bebala ama-CCTV akhona ukuthi kwenzenjani azesele ukuthi amanzi asekhona azasifikisa isikhathi se-rainy season futhi esibuyayo sesiyabe sikuthi ukuthi sizabe sizama ukuthi sibatshele abantu ukuthi ngendlela akhona amanzi nalo babekwazi bona ukuthi ama-millimeters angaka ama-cubic meters angako mbe bona bakubalanjani emanzimelana abe bekwazi ukuthi khona amanzi lawa azasifikisa futhi isikhathi se-rainy season futhi nokwethu owethu umsebenzise ngama-cantilize ukuthi sibe sibakhongosela amanzi beze kuthi amanzi lawa angasipheleli isikhathi se-rainy season futhi esizayo singakafiki.
Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi-ke okuhluphayo okunye yikuthi amazona lawa akhona ye ayingcosana sibili siyabona ukuthi asekhona mpijana kodwa-ke kwakukhulunywa phela ngama-Tabeland Zambezi Water Project kwagcina ngani ukugcina ukuthi kulungiswe konke khonokho
okwama-Tabeland Water Project ngakugcina ukukuza sibili kulungisa ngesikhathi seselesithethankomo mina ngathi ngicina khona phana esangunye ongani ibhizi ngakho ngacina okwakathesi sibili ngakhuluma manga
I see. I was a colleague. Bambi Konapo, a Kuan Waikachana. So she says, according to the city engineers, they always make sure that they monitor the water levels. And if anything goes the other way, they inform the council, Even if there is plenty of water, they need to monitor the water levels so that people will be having maybe a constant supply of water or be given warnings before something happens. So about the material Zambezi Water Project, she says the last time she heard about it was when Mr. Sam Sipepankomo was a minister. Still remember when he was a minister of water resources? That was the end.
That's
it. Yeah. So silomnumzana ke unkomo egoli. Baba Nkomo ungawunjani?
Yeah,
I'm Mpile Nkomo nyaweni kati swaya ngapi?
Siyakutana nihlala siba nomunye lapho siyakutana.
Hayi kona man Nkomo swathengwa.
Tengo swa so papa mina.
Ya tia bona. Uya pila kod, right?
I'm pila kakuru mi.
Yeah, so akuphosela kuba.
Yeah, uya bona ukuthi nizokhulumela kakhulu eMathebeleland. 36 years singamelwanga eParliament, singala ma councilor. Abantu bevotela into ezingekhoyo ezingala system ukuthi zisave imphefumulo yakithi. Silo Zambezi. Silo sangane somazomnyama silo gwayi silo limpopo ukuthi ngabe silabantu abaplanayo siligamende esimele ephilayo ngabe vele amanzi kawashort khonapho bakhuma ngokuthi bona bazama ukubonisa abantu ukuthi kube lama-flood iplan yomlomo engela action vele into efileyo baba akube le plan esiyibona i-action ukuthi bazayenza lokhu lalokhu sebeyenze lokhu lalokhu vele ukuthi uthi abadatiolitsha abantu i-sebate of time abakwenze before asilamanzi emathebeleni uzokuthi amanzi kawekho kobulawayo ibulawa kayimelwanga baba ibelwe ngabantu abanganamapulani ngabe amanzi ahlala ekhona vele kapheli ngemfuya le ngiyiqambilele
so-ke baba Nkomo lapha inkinga ekhona ukuthi nxa sikhangele kwamanje batsheliwe ye abantu ukuthi ye kuyabuya izulu elimangalisayo kodwa-ke kungani asiboni ukuthi kuzahamba kuye ngaphi bazwile endlebeni so ungathi
la ungamazi afileyo kule action bana abayenzileyo ukuthi maye amanzi ebuya edivethe engene la ungawona ithi abantu ukuthi ambaliye kume esihlahleni njengenyamazana ungalaplano oyifake kuground 36 years baba abantu bakobulawa kabahlakaniphe bekhipha amakhansili wonke lawo lama-MP lawo bedinga abantu abazopulana abazosebenza vigorous bengacathi ngaphansi abantu beharali ukuthi bayisaba ukuthi uma befike ephalamende bethi laphana sifufa amanzi kuzambezi futhudwesa amanzi kulipopo futhudwesa amanzi kugwayi bafuka bequthe ephalamende bethulestu akula nto vele abayenzayo that is the bottom line akula nto abazoyenza laba bantu abantu bakobulawo abavula amehlo ngathi mathi bedlungu nemigqini abavula amehlo sivotela into ezingekhoyo baba lapho
ufuna bavoteleni manje kunabhoke nxa ukuthi kuzalungisa into zamanzi lezi
ngababizwe laba bantu betshela iqiniso bengabile into ezokutshela yona bayesaba ukukhuluma ephalamende bayesaba abantu beharari ukuthi bethi bona be-stand still firm vele bengesabi muntu ukuthi hhayi sesisenzokwethu njengabantu bemathebeleng obemidleni bahamba bequthe abanye phela kuhambe baphuma baba bengakhuluma ngephalamende kufope umuntu equthe sonje njengesikhobesi esibile engakuvuli one word ukuthi kuyami i-constituency ngifuna lokho kuyami iwadi ngifuna lokho eceda lapho ebuyele ebantwini ekhuluma i-feedback ukuthi izani siyalele ephalamende ukuthi senze lokhu ku-constituency le izani siyalele ukuthi senze lokhu kule iwadi ungabheka kufiwe lapho baba abaze bephume bethatha amapentsheni akulalutho bayefika lokutshintsha igama ethi impopo bakobulawa lifile isipenge esingcolile esithi makhokhoba akula mntu ongasiphendula khonapho ukuthi bayefikwa yini ispelling ukuthi uqamule kulibhodi lokanokubhala ispelling esingcolile ukuphoselele ufake elitsha bayefika into ezisimple simple manje bayisaba ukuthi befake igama ethi lukaasoupdf lapha bayisabani befake abantu angasobakhonaphi izitrit ezinyaso amagama alapha kasowafuni ngoba sowakobulawayo bayisaba yini ukufaka ulukas masuku aba bakhuphe laba bantu umlukhonasuku i-b f lena kayitshintshe at all cost sifake igama ethi lukas masuku lethi b f silifake eceleni abafuna ukulifaka yenikabani kula bantu abangasobakhonapha izitrit ezinezizwa ngabantu esingabhaziyo abangazanga balwa impi ulukas masuku usilwele lapha wazofela ejele botshwe izanga
awuboni ngenkomo siyabonga kakhulu enkomo ungadina lokusaza
okunye futhi izanga sicela ingihambi iyeselebreta laphiyana lakhona abantu bakithi abaningi kakhulu lapha sesikhulumele ukuthi babulala mbebe basibopha sesisekugcineni asabe saba sabancengi bengayiselebreta amagazi abala bakhosela ebhalagwe laphana dlasela abahambe beyenze endaweni zakibo le kubuhlungu lokho abafuna ukukwenza ne-unit lena eka-22 sikhuluma udisembe engakabuyi asiyifuni ukuasayinekhali inyembezi
lasikugcinele lokhuye lokho sikugcinele umvulo sibe sakutshaya kuzwele ngomvulo khonokho usukhuluma ngakho kodwa ke hayi sikuzwile nkomo sibongele kakhulu baba
ifona mungayiyekeni
yayo sizayitshaya sibili izibe ubuti
ngoba ngiyabona emathweni lapho ngani akula madoda kule 2 or 3 mna unumber 1 akula lutho akusetenze lapho singancengi laba abantu abasincede ngalutho
imathengisile
abantu abantu kabaqhathwa abalazithupha abalama-ig abalama
enkomo
babaticikethi ngenxa yesystem le khona lapho baba
ye enkomo mbongele kakhulu nkomo
ngiyabonga kakhulu
yeah that was Mr. Nkomo he's really angry very angry guy He's saying that, you know, 36 years after independence, we have people that have no plans of doing anything for the majority of Zimbabweans. He's saying, one, you know, when it comes to floods, the Met Office, yes, it issued a warning. So they want people to go and stand under trees while it's raining and maybe just behave like animals so that they can survive. He says, you know, this is totally despicable because after giving them a warning, what happens next? He says nothing is going to happen. Yeah. So, and then he says the real core of the problem is people that are in power. You know, he says, one, even the MPs that are there from the region, that is Matabeleland, he was talking specifically about Matabeleland, says they are all useless, you know. They go to parliament just to sit like baboons. That's the way he put it. You know, or owls, you know. Just sit there, do nothing. And he says even councillors in Bulawayo are not doing well, so they must be removed. So ask the councillor, maybe she's going to react to that.
Sit certain on a councillor, Katiende Gunamkoma Honest. Mkoma Honest, Varu South Africa, Nareao, Anzinenge Silku, Itaja Kanaka.
Okay,
maybe.
Yes, councillor. Yes, councillor, Ukona Kuen.
Yeah,
we're Kulumas Villa Pag, Umnumzana, Unko Moti, ama kansela kona ngapho kungani mhm akona into enhle iyenzayo kumele likhitwe ngobuthi kunengi sibele ningakwenzi kuhle uthi kunje ngama MPs la ahambe eHarare afike equthe kona ngale parliament kumbe ngithethele le parliament engenzi nix so nangu yakhuluma inkomo I seem lap
ye ngiyathenga umlaleli inkomo ngizizile sibili konke ukukhuluma inkomo okama MPs ngeke ngikhulume ngoba ngikwazi ukuthi eParliament bayindzenzani
lapho kunjalo kunjalo
ngiyakhuluma okwethu lapha njengama councillors ukuthi sikhulume siyabe sisenzani ngathi sisekhandini ngamuza sibili khulume ethuthumele zikhona izinto esizilungisayo izowafaka le ndaba eka lookout masuku ukuthi waye lookout masuku singamdini ukuthi simfake ukuthi kilesa esakunazelelayo ukuthi i-DF leyana sikhuluma ngabadlali bebhola abadlali bebhola bazafakwa ngathi zaphiwa isiqhegezeni zami and sifuna ukuthi lokho nokho ukuthi athi esinsa yena kuyona u-DF sibe kwayo sikathiyona u-DF vele yonini njalo wayevele khona la efakwa khona phana wayeyihlonithiwe njalo sakunanzelela futhi ukuthi u-lookout masuku sikhuluma ngomuntu uthe ngumuntu owalimbi abakabe ababelayo thina babesitshela ukuthi wayengumuntu wayengumvithi wakhosizi wathiwa thina engingengesikhathini sesasingakavama mina ngingeke ngibe kwazi kodwa ngizile kukhuluma
yes buyele emanzini
thina u-lookout masuku njengobaba oqakathekileyo ubaba omkhulu saze samfananisa lo-Joshua Nkomo ukuthi kadingelwe indawo eqakathekileyo ekhondane layo njengomuntu olwele impi afakwe khonapha ahloniphe sakhulumisana ngokuthi ngiyambona u-Joshua Nkomo kathesi ukuthi simfake ngaso simfake isigxoxo sokuthi lapha mekhona uyabuka kathesi ngamazwe wonke ngabefika khona phana u-Lookout Masuku laye kadingele indawo enjengeyakhe ubaba u-Joshua
Nkomo asikubeke so
UF thina sakubona kuzizezelwe bona abantu abadlali bebhola abadlali bebhola bakhona bona bazafakwa ngaphi
abantu
abalwa impi abantu abalwa impi bakhona emgwaqweni khonaphana babhaliwe bahlonithiwe ngoba i-status sakhe singabuya singela indawo kobulawayo kunaphaphakwe thina sila problem
ye asibuyele emanzini
ukufakwa e-ground yena engazange abe ngumdlali webhola
yebo
sina lapha esasona
ya nyakwazi kosikazi mlilo ukuthunukile mbijana kodwa sibuyele emanzini uthi mvini nxa sokubuya emanzini lapha ungani amakansela ayenzi kuhle akukhanyi vele ngcono bephume ngoba amanzi abaphathi kuhle udaba lomanzi kobulawayo so phendula kho lapho ngamanzi sizwe
udaba lomanzi luyaphatha kuhle kobulawayo mina angiboni iproblem ekhona kodwa kalamanzi udaba lwamanzi siyazama sibilisithi libambe into ekhona ukuthi sokusika ngokuthi kuke kwaba lesikhathi sokuthi laphesi kuke kwakhulunywa ukuthi isikhathi sezulu sizatshintshatshintsha amanzi abesebenza mina esikwaziyo ukuthi amanzi isikhathi sonke kungafika isikhathi sezulu amadamu wonke kuyabe sekuthiwa aphosa and babe besitshela thina omanjineri ukuthi amanzi akhona amadamu azafikisa isikhathi senesiyana esokuthi khona kuze kufike esinye isikhathi se-rain season yikho thina esiyabe sikukhangela singabona ukuthi amanzi ngendlela asetshenziswa ngayo ahambisani bake lokho besitshela umandlela lathi siyasiyefika emadamu sesibona ukuthi amanzi lawo hhayi asemaluthwane okokuthi kasoze asifikise isikhathi yikho lapho esesifanisa khona ukuthi sibone ukuthi amanzi ananzelele angiboni ukuthi kasokufuze sisebenze njani thina njengama-councillors awobulawayo kodwa thina siyabe sikwazi sinanzelela ukuthi ama-levels amadamu aseminjani sekuhamba labo manjinela besitshela ukuthi kathe samanzi semiso lathi sizama ukungena ebantwini ukuthi abantu sibatshele ukuthi bagcine amanzi babambe kuhle amanzi singabona ukuthi vele sephelile ukuthi seselithi sesigcine izindanakazama yikho esiyabe sesisenza khona i-water shedding ngoba siyabe sesikwazi ukuzafika isikhathi sokuthi amazana asadonseli phasi angiboni ukuthi kathi umsebenzi wokuthiwa asiwayenzi yonke njengama-councillors akubulawe yiwabo
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khona phunga indawo. So she says they're doing their job properly and what Mr. Nkomo is saying maybe he's got some political issues there. So she's saying that they're doing their job diligently. So when it comes to water, you know, that's an area where the Bulawayo City Council is actually specializing in, you know? Yeah.
Regaiti yende kune mwe mutereri wedu mkoma honest vanenge vadzoka vari ku South Africa. Makadi mkoma honest.
Ndiripo makati mukoma.
Aiwa tiri nani kuri sei ku South Africa kuri kunayawo mvura inenge yanowa here.
Kunoko hakusi kunyanyo naya sekumusha uko.
Okay. Mukoma honest munokuluma kana kuti munorova zvese?
Ndinorova zvese.
Ndinenge nazwa toni yacho kuti munee munorova zvese, right? tipe pfungwa dzenyu pogadziriswa sei ndapo dzikure vafashapo emvura.
Mafashamu mvura iyo mvura yanga yakanaka hayo asi munoona kuti sezvi kuBulawayo ndirikunzwa vachipemberera kudanzi madhamu azara uku saka asi problem yandiri kuona iripo ka ndeye kuti hakuna kuzonyanya kuplaniwa zvakanaka pamatowns ipapa because since kubvira patakawana kuzvitonga ka kwakangovakwa malocations akawanda akawandisa asi madhamu haana kumbowedzerwa kana mukatarisa seBulawayo ndingataura hangu mataunships akawandisa vana Ntumbane vana Makandeni vana Nkulumane vana Nketa vana Mugani akawandisa akavakwa after independence asi hakuna kana dhamu kana one rakambovakwa after independence zvinozoitika ndezvekuti mvura iyoyo inozowandirwa nevanhu ichazopera kupera kwacho ndekwokuti kuti hakuna kunyatsopulaniwa zvakanaka and if zvikaitika kuti gore rinouya topinda pagore risina mvura a dry rain season totopinda patambudziko futi rekuchema kuti hakuna mvura futi asi mvura tinenge tamboiwana asi yaenda nenjizi yaenda kumakungwa uko because hakuna madhamu akakwana
ichocho ichokwadi orit chimbotaurai nendebele tinzo
nizama kukucho lapa ikuti ona since kutholakala uzivuse kuyakhiwe amalokeshini amanengi kakhulu kungakhanyela koBulawayo ayakhiwe amalokeshini afana labo Ntumbane oMakhandeni oCadre Park oNkulumane oNketa ngabalisa maningi maiBulawayo uyazi mara okwenzakaleyo amadamu akula damu even elisha elilodwa engilaziyo if ever kuyikuthi mbe maybe kunalapha empamani sakhona I think I stand to be corrected but angiboni kune damu even eliyi-one elakhiwe after sithole uzibuse khonokhona kuzobangela ukuthi amanzi lana azokhulelwa yipopulation esikhona lapha mayekhulelwa yipopulation le esikhona kwenzakala ukuthi le i-rain season esizoya kuyo eka-2017-18 singaba le dry rain season sizokhala futhi ngokuthi asinawo amanzi kanti amanzi besiwatholile unkulunkulu besibusisile mara amanzi yimvula inethile amanzi ahambile abuyelile elwandle inkinga yekhona akuzanga kube le proper planning ngale government ekhona le
aywa siyabonga
hayi siyabonga nathi libe lisithinta lathi lekufaka imicijo esilayo ezinhlelweni ze-studio 7 siyabonga ngiyabonga uqala ukungena e-studio 7
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ungathinela kusasa
hayi ngiyabonga mnumzana
ye bye bye
regaiti dzokere kuna vakumalo zvakare vakumalo pari kupiwa here dzidziso vanhu vari kuziva here kuti ndanzwa kuti nhare yavakumalo inenge yanetsa maybe let's go back to Councillor Mlilo.
Yeah, Councillor Mlilo uzwile lapha ke ekhuluma umnumzana kati secingweni khuluma ukuthi ya inkinga ekhona lapha ikuthi akuna kulungiswa kuhle lokho kuthiwa yi-proper planning nxa sokhangelwe ke ikaunsili kumbe into ezinjalo uthi wakhiwa phela amalokitsha njengecountry park kwakhiwa phela Inketa kwakhiwa lapha nalapha iNkulumane langaphi ngaphi kodwa ke kaboni kule siba lamadamu akhiwayo ngesikhathi esifanayo so engabe cha iqiniso kumbe ucha iceleni la
ucha ekhona ngikhodi bathi ngkwayo ngene ngani ingaba yikhonsistensi ngkwayo ukuthi lapha kusilolokisi elikhulu kulawo wonke amalokisi bona labana amanzi abantu bona abana basebenzisa manje njengoba ayendubaba ukhulume wathaya khona elandeni siyazama sibili njengaubulawayo ukhansili wakobulawayo ukuthi amanzi siwamaneje ngendlela sibili amalokishona lawa yakhwe ngemva kwe-independence kungazange kulungiswa amadamu kungazange kungezelela amadamu sibone ngani ukuthana lazele ngokuya kwesikhathi nxa singazange sibamonitha abantu sibatshele ukuthi basebenzise amanzi njani siyaphi sokufika futhi ini-rain season ebuyayo songasela manje ubaba uthiaye nambeni indlela akhulume ngayo i-government iyesibekile sibili ukuthi alinde aplane abone ukuthi ayenze njani kakhulu ukuthi ayakhe amanye amadamu ngoba amalekisa lokhu eyanda
hhayi siyakuza kakhulu so bamba khonapho ungayikatshana mama so she's saying that the problem lies with the government proper planning no proper planning in terms of dams to be constructed and all those kind of things. So he says the previous caller actually hit it, you know. He said the truth about what is going on. in terms of having a population that is growing, but mm-hmm. few dams, dams. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, she says, yeah, they are facing that problem, and that problem can only end if the government intervenes mm-hmm. and maybe constructs one or two dams mm-hmm. to supplement the current water supplies.
That's true. I think we are now being joined by the chairperson of the Combined Arar Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, and let me also greet the listeners of the program.
Thank you so much, and we hope all the listeners are doing good. Now, Mr. Moyo, we are talking about flooding in Harare. Tell us about the situation. How is it like?
Well, this time around, we have received rains that are above normal. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we have witnessed cases of flooding in and around the city of Harare, as well as the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And there are a number of issues that is actually leading to that. But the bottom line is that we are having cases of flooding, in some cases due to, you know, poor drainage systems that we have not been, you know, dealing with. It's a problem that we have not been able to, that we have not been dealing with for quite some time. And also, because we have not been receiving above normal rains, we have not been seeing that we've got a problem. But the issue is that we've been sitting on top of a problem.
Mm-hmm. So it was, and has always remained, a ticking time bomb.
Definitely, it remains a ticking time bomb. And I think the worst part that we must all realize here is the blame game that comes out whenever we have problems related to flooding. Mm-hmm. You know, people waking up with the water high up, their roofs high up, their walls and so forth. We always have this endless blame game. Mm-hmm. And we are not getting anywhere. If next year we're going to have above average rains, we still have the same problems of flooding that we are facing right now. So it's a question of planning. It's a question of committing yourself to dealing with this issue once and for all, making sure that there are proper building systems so that whenever it rains again, whenever we receive above normal rains again in the future, we are not going to be, I mean, to say or face the same problem that we are facing right now.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, you are hearing what Mr. Moy is saying there. Gibbs, mm-hmm. Failure is an orphan.
That's it.
And success has many fathers. Mm-hmm. You know, if things are not working well, everyone wants to blame someone for things not going on well. Mm-hmm. The government is saying is the Harare City Council, the office of the mayor. The office of the mayor is blaming the local government minister. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a vicious circle, mm-hmm. And it's very unfortunate, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go back to Lillian, Nkosikazi Lillian Mlilo. Ukulangaleke kobulawayo njalo ngikansela kulangaleke kobulawayo inkosikazi Mlilo nxa sisikangeleke sikumbe sithi sijule kancane sithi lina ngokubona kwenu ubona ngazani nxa sokuqutshwa kusiya phambili kambe ukuthi kulungise udaba lamanzi kungenziwani khonapha
mina mbona ngani ukuthi ukukontract ama dam abe makhulu ngezenzo besifike kwenzeka mangabe namu.
So ukuthi
njengoba ipopulation yabo bulawayo sifone ngani isinkulu kakhulu siyiye izinto ama-residents emaningi kakhulu kakhulu amalokishoni nalayo lokhu esithenda yakho sebemaningi kakhulu ukuthi amanzi sesiba malithwane ngoba amadamu akhona wona lawo loba abe manzi egcwele asasifikise enye i-rain season ekuyayo ngakho sisakuthwa ngedona.
So okumele awakhe amadamu wona lawo mbani okumele sifila chaya isikhonkwane ti la
uhulumende ngiyofika abone khona lokhu ukuthi sikhonkwane kuyese
kodwa lake lakhuluma layo uhulumende ngakhona
imizamo ikhona eyokuthi siyake sikuzame sibili ukuthi kukhulumisane ngakho khona lokhu kwamadamu ngoba kwakulezanbedeyokha project yena leyani yayisenzayo nalana ngoba busika ukuthi yamela ngathi ngenye ye engasinetha ukuthi yamela ngaphi hayi sesingabaseni.
Yeah, I see. I was going to call you. So she's saying more dams are needed, and they've been engaging government on this issue. Mm-hmm. But she says ultimately the solution is to have the construction of the Zambezi water pipeline. Mm-hmm. So she says, apart from that, maybe there could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regatende unimwe mtereri maiti nashe makadi. Aiwa tiripo imi muri kupi? Muri kukwekwe. Rakamira sei dambudziko re mafasha memvura yokwekwe ririko kana kuti hakuna? Tichi tarisawo nyaya dzemigwagwa idzi mati dzimwe nguva mota dzinombomira zvakamira sei dzaka migwagwa yenyu yakagadzirwa zvakanaka here kana kuti amakomba sezvatiri kuonawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo
handizivi kuti mumuzimbabwe mugwagwa wakanaka here kana kuti kunze kwemuhaaeeaana kana pane mugwagwa uri nani ipapo vanhu vatinovhoterawo mupema vanhu vanotivhotera ava vanda kugadzirwa izvino izvi ivoezvangotinaoera zvakaa asi zvavanenge vachiandira vachazoitora zvino nezvino vati hapana kana tinobvuta kana tinoea
Asi mukavanzwa vachidaro maimbi ipapo vanenge vachinyepa nekuti migwagwa handiwo kazhinji vanogadzira mai tinashe inofanira kugadzirwa nehurumende
asi vadiwo handii ndovanoisa mutemo kuhurumende nekuti ndovatinenge tavhotera kuvavhotera kwatinenge taita tinenge tichiitira kuti vaende zvishomo zvedu kuhurumende iyo hurumende yatinayozoona kuti zvichemo izvi zviri nekukara here kuti vanhu vavane vachie vachigadzirirwawo kuti vanhu vafambe zvakanaka iko zvine izvi makomba makomba mvura inengekungowedzera nekuteera painenge ichikayafaya saka hazvitomboshanda hazvibatsiri nkwamutoafamba vanhu vakabatirawo hana maoko kuti mose nogona kungoira chero mubhiriji vanhu vakaparara saka kana vakuona pabhiriji paane makomba ezvavanoreva kuti nyika yakuma yatoparara hapatisina zvakanaka munhu
ko nyayawo yemvura yekunwa iyi iri kuwanika here kukwekwe uku kana kuti zviri kunetsawo sezviri kuitika kune mamaguta
mvura kuno kukwekwa hakuna kana tinonzi mvura kuno uku vanhu vari kutonwa mvura yezvibhorani hakuna kana tinonzi mvura tikatarisaekuba mvura inongoakuna mabhizo nemutaune so ndeitendo nemamwe madokesheni hakuna kana tinonzi mvura pakubatwa nekorera kana taifodzinekadzamaa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai tinashe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
akanaka ndodawo zvekumhoresa murume wangu ari kubotswana
mumhoresei zvenyu
ndoda kumhoresa murume wangu vakatinashe ndidoaana mai vangu vari kumabhunge maita zvinhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mai tinashe ndofunga kana vakateerera vazvinzwa Gibson, that there was Mighty Nation Kwekwe. It's good. We are getting callers from Kwekwe. She's saying that, you know, the problem is not that much, but the infrastructure is bad. You know, the roads are really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they are surviving by the grace of God. Otherwise, the situation is desperate. And she's also saying that, you know, people that they are electing to represent them are not representing them that well. MPs, mostly, they promise a lot, but they don't deliver.
Very unfortunate indeed. So, slow news on a given, la posse to my name, on a given, Ujan. Yellow, my mother. Moyo, yeah, Ujan Moyo.
Ngiyathini?
Ngicela ukhiphe ku speakerphone iphone yakho.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah, asikhoke ke given moyo asichaye sizwe. Ubona njani udaba lolu lokuthi eZimbabwe kukhona ukuthi kube lezulu elimali sayo kumbiko lo ukhitshwe ke protection unit. Kuzobuya ke le met office light. Yeah, izulu langkhona liyajust lokho zwayo. Ungathi ngakhona kho.
Siyabonga ukuthi basinikile ulazi olufana nalolo ngemva kokuthi mina ngikongvuthu eVictoria Falls lapho okuke kwabala abantwana abazili abatholakale sibefile besele emanzini abantwana abazili abanamayele eminyaka engaphezu kwe-5 nje kancane abantwana besikolo bathi bahambe besiyadlala bafika endaweni lapho kade kula manzi khona kule bhoti khona lapho bawela bonke abantwana labana bancwabile evikini eliphelileyo nge-Thursday bonke abantwana labo bafa ngenxa yengozi zamanzi ezezikhona enye into ekhona ukuthi noma ungaze siluthole lolu lwazi lokuthi kuzabe kusina njani ezulu sinendlela eziningi ezibangela ukuthi sithole ubunzima okunjengokuthi ama-bridges kathesi kungenzeka yini ukuthi abantwana bahlale emaviki amabili amathathu bengayo esikolo ngenxa yokuthi kulezi yindawo ezile mifula evalayo ukuthi abantwana bazingene babe ezikoleni ngenxa yomifula engela ma-bridges. So ngibese hamba futhi ukuthini kathesi lifuna kanje izulu sile nkinga ekhona eyokuthi izulu lifuna kanje ama-fertilizer. Ihulumende njengokuthi eyayithembisile ukuthi izanika abantu abadala bezigobha lezintandazo ukuthi izanika esithi ama-vulnerable people ukuthi izabanika i-fertilizer. But i-fertilizer yakhona isikhona yabuya sengathiwa kule yinye indlela yokuthi eyayisiphiwa ngenye indlela ukuthi kwaze kwaba sebusuku abantu benikana i-fertilizer ukuthi kwasekule yinye indlela yokunikana ngendlela engasiyo ngoba kwagcina bekusala abantu abadala abanye bengayithelanga le fertilizer.
So-ke nxa
siyaphambilizinkulesihupho ezilimeni ezingozini izenezo ezikhona ngamanzi nalapho ezulu elina kakhulu.
Ye, so-ke manje nxa ungumnumzana umoya unjalo ubona zani wena ungakunqabela njani konke khonokho akulanye indlela?
Indlela ekhona ukuthi abantu babe ngathola izinto zokulimisa esingathi ama-fertilizer lenhlanyelo ukuthi lesikhathi isikhathi sesekhona benele ukuthi abantu bayiphela silanga bakwani ukuthi bafake o-fertilizer bethoba kade bengathola isivuno esingcono. Then ezindabeni zengozi ma singathola i-service delivery abantu bangisele imigwaqo eqondileyo elama-bridge ezakwenza ukuthi ama-bridge angikhona ebangama-bridge lana ayenza ukuthi abantu bahambe phezulu aye ama-bridge okuthi abantwana ngabaumntwana mamehamba yedwa ngake usala umgadi lingasonke esikhathi mayehamba yedwa nje angavele athi azama amanzi asamthaka. So imali singathole ezakhiwo ezinjengama-bridge nezikolo ama-classroom aqondile ukuthi abantwana bazithondela kusephakathi.
Awuboni-ke mfokamoyo uyazi uyishaya emnandi kakhulu uyenelisa yini ukuthi ungene ku-WhatsApp usithathele ama-videos 1 or 2 usithathele amapikitsha ukuthi kuhamba njani khona ngapho kuze sibone ukuthi izulu lime njani sibone lokuthi izilimo ama-crops la ame njani uyenelisa ukwenza khonokho?
Ngiyenelisa ukwenza njengoba
kodwa ngiyakwenza. Ye, so nizakuthumezela i-WhatsApp number yethu kwezethu usithumezele khonokho baba. Yes, spoken a kuruke given moyo kuna ngapoke kuomvuthu Victoria Falls. So that was Mr. Given Moyo. He's in Victoria Falls. He says there are a lot of problems that are associated with this water issue. So he says unfortunately 2 kids actually drowned last week and they were buried on Thursday. And he says at the end of the day there's a crisis when it comes to crossing rivers. He says the bridges are very low and kids all the time need to be, you know, monitored, and at the end of the day that doesn't work, especially when kids have to go to school. So he's proposing that the government should actually construct better kind of bridges so that everything is tackled very well. So he says rains do not even bring these kind of problems faced with, according to, you know, what has to happen, like flooding and all those kind of things. He says whenever there's fertilizer, there's a problem. Because that fertilizer goes to waste. And so he says, at the end of the day, there's need to manage well all those kind of things. Otherwise, things are not working well in Zimbabwe. So basically, he was saying, you know, there's need for better service delivery in Zimbabwe.
Rigati, tisatenda ule mwe mtereri, timbo inde kuna wa Kumalo. Wa Kumalo, mkoma Simba Moyo.
Yes.
Mkoma Simba, tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko iri remvura. Takanzwa kuti zviborani zvekumbare nekusaningdeo zvakanzi hazvina kuchena. Zvine utachiwana hwetyphoid nekudaro ngazvivharwe. Kuri kuendeswa mvura here ikoko nekanzuru? Vanhu vanenge vakunwe manje.
Iroro idambudziko ratingangoti rangogara riripo. Zviborani izvi patova nemakore zvataurwa kunzi zviborani zvemuHarare zvizhinji zvachona. Ndonga anotoita zvemastatiti vataura kuti 90% yezviborani zvemuHarare, takanzwa vana Mbare ivava vari kutaurwa, hazvina mvura yakachena, nenyaya yekuti muHarare mune dambudziko rekuti munogara muchiputika mvura yakasviba, mvura yemasweziya. Saka painopinda pasi inonosvika ichisangana nemvura yatinotora taakushandisa kuti mvura yemuchibhorani. Saka idambudziko ratingangoti ratove nenguva risiri kugadziriswa. Vanoongorora mvura iyi patova nenguva vachiongorora vachitaura kuti mvura haina kuchena. Guta reHarare harikwanisi kuendesa mvura kunzvimbo dzakaita senambare nekunzvimbo ikoko kunenge kuchitonetsa mvura, nokuti havangokwanisa, havatorina kapasiti yekuita zvinhu zvakadaro. Kune nzvimbo dzakawanda izeni kuna Natafara Mabhuku vatove nemakore anotopfuura mashanu vachigara vasina mvura, vachiwana mvura vachiita mvura yekuchera matsime. Saka ringori dambudziko reguta reHarare rayagara rinayo rokusakwanisa kupa vanhu vave vese mvura mazuva ese, mvura yavanokwana mazuva ese. Saka idambudziko ratagara tingori naro, tiuperi mushishiro tione tingaita sei kuti tisvike kumagumo kwedambudziko iri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, rambai nyuri parunhare. Regai tiende kuna vapasi, mumwe muteereri wedu. Makadi?
Ndiripo hangu. Makadi hei?
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kupi?
Tiripo. Nyaya iripo yenyaya yeZimbabwe ka haichamboda kutarisa kuti kumvura here kana kuti kupi kana kuti kupi. Chinhu chamuZimbabwe ndizvo zvese, hapasisina kana chinhu chiri right. Nekuti iye zvine zvikatarisa even mabhondi notsowawa kubudisa ka tatodzokera pamabheira cheks atati chito aya ekuti ukataura ukabata $200 unenge watozadza bara. Saka iye zvinezvi chese chiri muno Zimbabwe kuti munyatsoziya mutauriro wenyika, nyika yese inzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, hapana chinhu chimbori right. Marodzi hakusisina, iye zvinezvi dzimba zvedu dzakatengeswa nemakanzeras kumagate collectors, zvinhu zvese munoma hazvina kana mutemo kana kuti chii. Munoziva sei ndataura izvozvo? Ndinowanzo kusvika kuma 10 to. Saka ndinowanzo kunonoka kusvika maakuda kupedza, asi ndinowanzo kuda kucontributa kuti ndikutaurewo zviri kuitika. Saka kungoti chete dambudziko rangu ndirindosvika mumba ndatinonokei, hamuna kana chinhu chiri right kana one muZimbabwe, hakuna. Makadi henyu?
Aiwa, tiripo. Saka pogadziriswa sei dambudziko racho vapasi? Taakusvipeta chirongwa
kana nani wana chuma wari kunyepa because wanodya wahuyevha ari kutaura ari on the side of ZANU-PF, nekuti wari kuba wari kuwana nzira yekuba nayo. Ende ndicho chokwadi chaichacho, Zimbabwe yaparara vakuru vangu. Mukauya nhasi munotoshamisika kuti ko ndiyo Zimbabwe yataiziya here, nekuti nhasi unoyo mukatarisa ka munoona kuti nhasi unoyo dzimba dzakavakwa 1979 dzakavakwa 60 something ndo dzingoripo, but izvezvi mungozwa kanzuro ringochema kuti hatina mari. Ko dzavavaka ndedzipi dzazoita kuti mari ikwire kana kuti chii? Handiti location rovaka rimwe location. Saka hapana kana chinhu chiri right muno muZimbabwe utaurana chokwadi. Maita henyu?
Tinotenda zvikuru vapasi. You heard from Mr. Pasi saying everything.
Hapamborina shuwa. Maita henyu mukomani? Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Pasi saying everything that can go wrong is going wrong in Zimbabwe. The country is in the wrong direction. Gibbs.
Yes, mnumzana ke unkosi lapha ke osecingweni manje isikhathi sesihambile. Baba Nkosi, pho ukuthi njengamafitshane uli papa futhi nyaxolisa. Champion.
Uto mina Gibbs.
Yey, champion ngoba isikhathi do.
Oh, zwana dube, asoze ngikhulume ngendaba yamazi. Ngicela inamba kamama lona owakhuluma nge-Wednesday ngendaba ye-UK Cosson Time for Africa. Futhi lonta indawo yokufunda.
Ah, all right. Ah, manje uchayile manje wena.
Yeah.
So ukhangela izulu phela ungachaya umbani khona.
All right, mngana.
Okay, mfethu. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we have run out of time and we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening. We had from Bulawayo Councillor Lillian Mulilo, from Harare, we had the chairperson of the Combined Arar Residents Association, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Mm-hmm. And from Chitungwiza, we had also the director of the Chitungwiza Residents Trust, Mr. Marvelous Kumalo. We want to thank our callers, our viewers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend, Zimbabwe.